Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Talking Toast with your girl, Chanel. This evening, I am starting a new series called Healthy, and I am going to, over the next couple episodes, talk about the different ways that we can begin to be healthy in our mental space, our physical space, our financial space, and our spiritual space. I know that I've talked a lot about the things that I've navigated through and touched bases on some of the things that we could do, or just recognizing where we are going wrong, or our thoughts, or what have you, in a moment of like adversity or going through a tumultuous situation or what have you. But I want to now do the toast part of it and bring some positivity and some enlightenment into how to be healthy in the different capacities. I also know that, I have divulged a lot of information about the situation as far as my divorce that I've been going through. And as I'm slowly, you know, getting through it and continuing to heal, I want to make sure that I'm not just bringing the drama and the, oh my God, what she got going through. I don't want it to be a reality show, so to speak, because, you know, we have enough of that on TV. I wanted, again, to share with you my journey of my, you know, where I started to where I currently am, and speaking encouragement and positivity over myself of to where I'm going, and also share those things with you that I'm doing. Also making sure that I share with you the books that I'm reading, where you can find them, and a whole plethora of things. So I don't want the podcast, of course, to just be drama, but I also knew that the best way for me to heal was to speak about what I was going through. And then once I got through the situation, to not continue to talk about it and give it life, but to just show that there is a way to get through the situation. So this will be a 4-part series. And then in May, which is the month of my birthday, I am going to do 31 days of self-love. So I'm really excited for where this is getting ready to take place. Again, this is going to be a new series entitled Healthy, and today's episode is going to be starting with mentally. I think that is the most pivotal part in any change and growth. It starts with the mind. A previous podcast I've spoken with, or I had a guest on the show, and we talked about the mental space and just being able to get through the mental to have the rest of the body to follow. And so I think that it's pivotal that we start there, to be honest. So again, thank you so much for joining me. I want you to grab your tea, water, wine, soda, find a comfortable place, sit back, relax, and let's get into the episode. I wanted to recap really quickly as well on number three, because this one is one that we tend not to put a lot of emphasis or value on. Taking care of yourself is vital. It contributes to your mental, and emotional well-being. You definitely have to tend to your emotional needs. You cannot sweep it under the rug. You cannot think that it's just going to magically disappear. And I am not saying this just because I did the research. I have experienced it. If you do not address your emotions, they will continue to creep up and until you handle them. Read a book, pamper yourself. And something that I'm learning right now is mindfulness. It is being in the present moment of your feelings, what's happening around you, the energy, the people, the circumstances, and not reflecting on the past or the future. So if you're in a situation, be in the situation. And that way you can handle that in that moment and move on. So again, taking care of yourself is super important. You have to be good in a sense of your being has to be good in order for you to be good for anyone else. And we go on to number seven, identifying your strengths, weaknesses, and boundaries. Number eight is practice gratitude. Number nine is express yourself. And number 10 is to ask for help when overwhelmed. All 10 of these are super important to your mental health. They're super important to your physical health. They're super important to your spiritual health. And as I mentioned before, all of these things tie into each other so perfectly. I also mentioned before, I think if people were in such a better mental space and able to manage their stress and get so many different things done in a right way and had the proper tools in their toolbox to be able to handle situations as they come to them, understanding that the foods that we eat are damaging to our bodies, especially processed foods, when we are not eating healthy, when we have drama and stress in our life, when we are afraid to speak up for ourselves, all of those things have wear and tear on the body. And so again, today's episode was really trying to manifest and put things in the proper perspective of how to have a healthy mental space and providing the tools on how to acquire a healthy mental space. Again, all of the information that I have shared in today's episode is information that you also can Google. It is information that you, if you have a therapist, you can expound upon in a session. There's also everything in here you can try for yourself and see what works for you. If it works, excellent. If it doesn't, try something different. Nothing happens overnight, so it is going to take the commitment and the work and honestly being tired of being sick and tired or being tired of running in like this circle with no end in sight. Just, you know, you have to really be committed to having a healthy mental space. Once your healthy mental space is acquired, everything else starts to come together. Again, you're able to see things in such a clear light. It is less emotional-based decisions and more logical and well-thought-out decisions. I hope in tonight's episode that you were able to really gather some valuable tools. And remember, this is a four-part series. So next episode is going to be talking about the physical, which was number one on the mental, healthy mental list. So make sure that you tune in next week on Thursday at 8 p.m. for part two of the healthy series. Again, this is your girl, Chanel, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you are not following me on social media, please connect with me on my business page at Provoke Change on Instagram or my personal page at Style, S-T-Y-L-E, the number two, Swank, S-W-A-N-K-L-L-C. And if you would love to connect with me, talk about previous episodes or even this episode, make sure that you join me on Clubhouse every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thanks for listening. Until next time, stay blessed.